Under an hour into his job as a bouncer, and so far Chase Dixon had been felt up, bribed, and almost spit on. This job sucked. A red cord stretched along the sidewalk in front of the Platinum Club. At the head of the line stood a smart-assed jack-off with a cocky smile and eyes that rolled every time he looked back at his equally smirky companions.
"Listen, man, me and my three buddies here are on the list. Mark Jacoby and Associates, trust me, don't we look like honorable guys?"
"You're not on the list, and I saw you cut in front of about 200 people." Chase gestured to the line that stretched all the way down the narrow sidewalk. That line contained a lot of women, most of them scantily dressed and wearing too much perfume. Then there were men like Mark, who'd doused in cologne before slipping into his uncreased jeans and unwrinkled tank top. Ones who had such big dicks they couldn't feel the 20-degree November temperature.
"Go back to the end with your friends. You'll be allowed in if there's room."
"I can make this worth your while tonight, brother."
Mark opened his wallet and flashed what looked like a 50. Chase tried not to choke on his laughter.
"Sorry, rules are rules."
And in about 10 seconds, this guy was going to be escorted away from the club via a steel-toed boot in his ass.
"Wait a second."
Mark's voice sharpened. He pushed back his red skull cap to get a better look at Chase.
"Yo, ain't you Deuce Dixon?"
"Get in line,"
Chase snapped, unwilling to deal with the standard questions tonight. All he wanted was to get through an evening that didn't involve him staring at the wall and cursing fate, wear himself out, and go the fuck home. In that order.
"You are? I knew it!"
Mark elbowed the short, squat man at his side.
"Check it out! It's Deuce Dixon in the fucking flesh!"
"Nah, a big-time baseball player wouldn't work this piece of shit gig,"
his friend shot back.
"Spring training's not that far away."
"It is in my world."
Chase didn't react to either of them. If they wanted to piss him off, they'd turn the right key.
"One last time, get at the back of the line, or I'll put you there."
"Ooh, big shots all talk."
Jabbing his friend in the gut again, Mark swaggered away. He glanced back at Chase and chomped his gum with a gleam in his eye that might have served as a warning in his hometown of Dixville, USA. Chase cracked his neck. Jesus, he needed a beer. Why had he taken this job again? He wasn't playing ball right now, but he didn't have to waste his time dealing with every dickhead in Manhattan who wanted into the Platinum Club. He'd come to the city and temporarily sublet an apartment in Queens, while he quietly pursued treatment from the best doctors for his busted pitching arm. And this club had always been on his radar as a place that catered to a relatively high-end clientele and featured some kick-ass musical acts. Its proximity to his apartment also weighed in heavily, since he damn well wouldn't risk damaging his Escalade in New York traffic. He'd figured there were worse ways he could pass a few nights a week. Besides, this was good training for the new career he was considering if he couldn't get back to ball. Not that he was giving up. Hell no. He was just covering his bases. Ha. A pun. His sense of humor hadn't dried up entirely. Yet. Tonight's act seemed to be bringing in the masses, though he couldn't really figure out why. The country folk singer on the roster didn't fit the usual kind of entertainment the Platinum Club showcased, despite the wide variety of performers they tried to bring in. But a solo chick with a guitar? Even the picture on the posters all over the club was way more subtle than their clientele usually went for. She had her head down, hair partially covering her face, a secret smile tipping up her lips. The name Sunny Z reminded him of a pop princess, yet the names of her songs sounded like coffeehouse specials. At any rate, she obviously had her finger on the pulse of the people, since the rambunctious crowd seemed rabid to see her, and there was still an hour before showtime.
Whatever. Get in, get it done. That was his motto for baseball and life, and for handling jerks who'd already started tying them on before they hit the club.